you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show.
Welcome, Spook Show fans. It's another edition of Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show here on the Gas Digital Network. If you love the show, and we know you do, go to gasdigitalnetwork.com. Use that promo code Zach, Z-A-C, for a 7-day trial to not just this show, but all the other great shows available on the Gas Digital Network. You can save a buck and a half, and if you like it, keep it. If you don't. I don't really give a shit. I just appreciate you watching the show. You can also go to podcastmerch.com, where we have t-shirts, long sleeves, hoodies, and hats. And I really appreciate everybody that wears them out to shows. That's really, really cool. I am joined by two wonderful gentlemen today from the Doped Up and Dying podcast. To my left, Dylan Negri.
Hi, what's up? Thank you, Zach.
Thank you for being here, my friend. And new to the show, Kevin Sanchez.
My guy.
Thank you very much for being here, my friend. These are two guys who I spend a lot of time hanging out with in the lobby. So we just moved that conversation over one room.
We are really good lobby friends.
And we do hang out a lot. So thank you guys for being here. I hope you're doing well. Let's get plugs out of the way. Dylan, what do you want to check out?
Guys, check out Doped Up and Dying podcast every single week. The Sunday morning smoke show, guys. Every week we're just talking shit with our friends. You see up and coming young comics from the stand and Just a lot of friends just getting high, talking shit. Check me out at Dylan J. Negri on everything. But first and foremost, go check out Doped Up and Dying Podcast.
Fantastic, Kev.
Wild Kevin Sanchez on Instagram. Wild Kev Sanchez on Twitter. Doped Up and Dying, you already know what time it is. And go to our show, The Doped Up Comedy Club. Go to Doped Up. Follow the Instagram, Doped Up.
Doped Up Comedy. We're great at plugs, you can see. We get hype before everything.
Fantastic. Yeah. October the 28th, I am going to be at the Paradise Theater in Toronto doing a headlining stand-up set and a live Midnight Spook Show. Please come out. It is my first headlining set in a theater. And then I have a bunch of other dates that I'll be announcing somewhat soon. We are pre-recording this, so it is currently Skankfest. If you're not there with us, thank you so much for supporting the show on a week where we were all partying. And there will be a live episode coming from Skankfest as well. Until then, how about a word from our sponsor?
Dead, I am the one terminate the sun, sweeping through the breeze, hangle in the breeze, dig through the ditches and burn through the witches, damn in the back of my...
Hey there, auto mechanic, the super cool do-it-yourself guys who work on their own cars. I want to tell you about RockAuto.com, the online store with every auto part at the best prices. It's your one-stop shop for everything auto parts. They've been in business for 20 years, and they make it easy to find the parts you need at the best possible prices. So you can stop talking to counter guys who need to order your parts, aren't really sure what you need, never have quite what you're looking for, and after all that are still going to upcharge you. Because at RockAuto.com, you can easily find everything you need. So whether you're a mechanic, somebody working on their own car, or a jerk like me who doesn't understand how cars work, everyone has access to the same incredible pricing. So head on over to the website. There's no promo code needed. But if you do get anything, make sure to tell them you heard about them on Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show. That's the ad. You love it. RockAuto.com. Amen. Hey guys, today's episode is brought to you by our good friends at YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. They are the marquee sponsor for Skankfest and almost everything we do here at the Gas Digital Network. If you do use Kratom, Yo Kratom is the only place where you can get a full kilo delivered to your door for just $60. Guys, the price of everything's been going up lately. Gasoline, rent, groceries, you know what's staying the same? A kilo of Kratom from YoKratom.com. So head on over to the website. If you're over the age of 21 and you do use Kratom, and you're going to get a kilo of Kratom delivered right to your gosh darn doorstep for just 60 smackaroos. Try it out. They're the best sponsor ever. YoKratom.com. Boom shakalaka. Boom, boom shakalaka. And we're back, guys. Today's movie, I've been talking about it a lot, so I decided to just fucking put it on the docket. 2021, this is The Sadness
from Taiwan. This is a really fun movie. It just came out. I thought it was fucking awesome. This is going to be my third time watching it. I've suggested it to a lot of people. And with the new movie that's out, Smile, that Kevin saw, I haven't seen it yet. I felt like maybe somebody saw parts of this movie and decided that's a real creepy look. Or it could be serendipity, to be completely honest. I'm not going to say anything's a ripoff. But this movie absolutely kicks ass, directed by Rob Jabaz. Funded with a mixture of cryptocurrency and revenue from a producer's cam girl business.
Let's go.
This is a creepy fucking zombie movie. Let's check it out. Ladies and gentlemen, this movie is on Shudder. If you don't have Shudder, you're fucking up. It's basically Netflix for horror movies. It's also on a few other platforms, but come on. Midnight's Friday, Gas Digital, with a pre-stream starting at 11:30. You can always watch the movie right along with us. And if you use that promo code Zach, you have 24-hour access to the movie every time after that, after that, after that, after that, after that, after that, after that. So come on, fucking throw us a few bucks. But regardless, thank you so much for watching. I love you guys. Thank you for the support. Ladies in the booth, roll that beautiful bean footage.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
How often is the first, like, 5 minutes of this podcast people just complimenting how good you're intros and plugs are.
I just have it memorized. Jesus Christ, I do 5 fucking shows a week. I hope I have that part down. And I barely have to do any heavy lifting on 3 of them.
You're like, the intro's my favorite part. Yeah.
Fucking just get it done. Now we watch a movie. Now it's done, baby.
Okay, we talk a lot of horror movies in the lobby, like we said, lobby conversations.
Yeah.
But I'm always here to tell you, I'm kind of a pussy when it comes to this shit.
I know.
That's why he chose this one for you.
Yeah, no, I actually saw it was you guys, and I was like, I could fuck around a little.
It is fun.
I appreciate you guys trusting me. This is just, it's a fun movie.
Oh,
it's
very.
So this is probably the first example of a post-COVID zombie movie, because we are going to acknowledge that it is a sickness and that people are trying not to give it to each other. Mm. And I've said it a million times on the show that zombie movies tend to be a reflection of what we're scared of at the time, i.e. nuclear war for Night of the Living Dead, AIDS in the 80s, chemical weapons in the 2000s, anthrax and shit like that.
And now we got the pandy-whams.
And now we're scared of pandemics. And this movie is very much introducing the idea of zombieism as a pandemic. This was shot during the pandemic, so everything you see on subway stations or big platforms were actually studios, because they weren't allowed to film there. So they rebuilt a lot of giant sets for this movie.
God damn. I love practical.
What kind of a budget did they have?
Not that huge. And actually, Dylan, 99% of the effects in this movie are practical.
That's awesome.
This movie has very little CGI from what I've read.
That's right, my boy.
I always go practical. I was a fan of practical over CGI.
You can always tell. I mean, and especially like our generation who grew up on video games, you know what computer animation looks like.
So easy.
You know what a video game looks like, and you know what a movie looks like.
I rather practical every single time. Like, give me like mayonnaise and red sauce over like any fucking VFX.
So yeah, this movie, it is pretty much like a lot of zombie movies, a day in the life, where you're kind of seeing everybody realize at one point that something is going wrong. And I really like that, because that is kind of probably how it would go. Like, there would be people that didn't notice yet. Like, that's my favorite part of Shaun of the Dead, is that he wakes up hungover and doesn't notice there's a zombie apocalypse outside.
That's so funny.
And he just, like, goes to the store and shit. And he just thinks people are, like, being weird.
I love sitting and just thinking about, like, the world ending and, like, what I would do and, like, different ways of how the world would end.
I like to think, who the fuck would I team up with? And there's very few.
I try to think who has guns.
Dude, I was about to say that. I go, you say team up with? I go, who has the nearest gun?
Yeah.
I'd be real. I'm not going to say who, but there's someone, I'm like, one of my homies, I'm like, yo, I would go straight to them.
I had a wrestling coach growing up who had a gun rack, and we always said, if the zombie comes, we go to his house.
That's so funny. What up, coach? Meet at Coach's Garage.
Yeah, coach. You got us, right? You got to lay down your life. He had 2 daughters, too. Hey, listen, you got to protect those girls.
Hey, man, we can help.
Yeah, hey, we're here for you.
You got to repopulate, bro.
That was my fuck, dude. I know I'm a fucking slobberooski now, but this guy, this coach put me through hell. He had me on 2-a-days. So I would lift at his house in the afternoon, but in the morning he lived on a fucking steep hill.
No.
And he would make me and my friend do the hill 10 times every morning, run it, and he would sit on his balcony and drink coffee and yell at us. And if we didn't come, he would wake us. He would call our houses and wake us up. He's like, "I haven't seen you on the hill yet."
Dude, I hate working out.
Yeah, and that I was in decent shape then. But yeah, I would run to his house, then do the hill 10 times and run home.
Yeah, wrestling then, Zach was toy.
Yeah. Wrestling Zach had fucking Brock Lesnar neck.
Dude, he was tight as shit.
And then I would lift at his house every afternoon. Okay. So basically, yeah, this is typical. She had plans. He's a photographer. He got a freelance gig, and now it's going to fuck up their vacation they were going to go on.
Bitches always want to go on vacation when
we're
trying to make money.
Always,
bro. When we're trying to make money, but there's no money,
bro. Yeah, my girl lied to me. She said she had the money to go on this vacation. She lied. We did not have the money to go on this vacation.
Oh, then now you all mad.
Did you ever, my thing with girls when they want to go on a trip, I'm always like, okay, yeah, but what do you want to do when we're there? And they never have a plan. It's like, oh, this is going to be all me.
No, it's always eating.
Oh, you got those girls? The girls I have, they want to go on excursions. They want to go deep sea diving.
Yeah, I always get, what do you want to do? I don't know. Just check out the city. Walk around. I'm like, no, then we're going to do nothing.
We can do nothing here, stupid.
Yeah. I'm a big proponent of the staycation.
Oh, staycation.
Which I love.
You know what he fucked up, though? He should have played with a pussy that morning.
Yeah, of course.
Right? That's what you got to do first thing in the morning.
Yeah, but it was sideways that she had pants on, so it was tough to come at it. I'm a big fan of, and I don't know if you guys do this, just get a hotel in the city. For 2 days. Really fun.
I've heard that for the weekend.
There's a couple spots in Williamsburg that have like nice rooftop pools.
Yup.
That's a fucking baller move.
I had a shorty do that. But I let them do it. Like, yo, you should do a staycation and let them pay.
Yeah, Kevin gets paid out. Gets paid from girls.
No, I wish, man. Yeah, I've a few times. The staying in Brooklyn is nice because then it's just like, oh, I took a $20 Uber here instead of fucking an 8-hour fucking trip. And I had all the fun I would have had.
Yeah. All I want to do in these places is drink anyway.
Yeah, like, all I want to do is, like, go to a nice dinner.
Yeah.
And, like, sit on a balcony.
And fucking a rooftop.
I'm not a big beach guy, but, like, once a year, beach is nice.
I will not say a, that. I'm not a... I think I did all cheap beach shit. I think when I was younger, we used to sleep on the beach instead of getting hotel rooms in Atlantic City.
That shit rules.
And, like, but I'm just so done with it.
That is true.
We did it all the time. Like, we would go to Atlantic City at, like, 2 a.m.,
Are you talking about like 18, 19, not like when you were a fucking kid?
Yeah. Okay. Like that was the thing we did, like when we were like college age, is you go to Atlantic City, you leave at midnight,
yeah,
get there at 2 a.m., gamble and drink, fall asleep on the beach, and then check into your hotel at like 2, so you get two nights in Atlantic City for the price of one.
That's fire, sick shit right there, bro.
It's fire.
But people also don't realize Atlantic City is like two blocks of okay and then an entire city of ghetto nightmare.
Dude, I have a buddy who got a prostitute in Atlantic City, and they told him to go to a hotel. He goes into the hotel. There's a girl crying in the corner holding her fucking eye, and some girl's like, come on, you're going to fuck or what? Like, you're going to fuck me? Come on, let's get the shit over
with. He just stops. He goes, that's why it was half off. Yeah.
Dude, it was like $150.
That ain't bad.
Yeah.
No, but that's the way, like, down the shore, like, it's like a parody of what you think it's going to be. I remember checking into a motel down the shore. And the wall had a hole punched in it. There was spray tan stains in the bed. And then a clump of extensions stuck to the shower wall.
That's a great picture for Atlantic City. The intro.
It's the only place where you can still get MD 2020.
Oh.
Very subtle. Way better than showing it up close. See it from the back. Slowly establish that something's wrong.
He's got finished eating a bat. He's like, what are you doing?
That's essentially what we're heading towards. This is very COVID-y. Bitch, the lady next door is bleeding.
I heard you fucking your
like
girl
Chinese
last night.
George Lopez.
Taiwanese.
Ding, 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 ding.
Row, ride, go. It's a row,
ride. There's a little higher.
Have you? I've heard George Lopez is a fucking G.
What do you mean? In what sense? I mean, I agree.
I heard that he smacked some people up.
I heard
stealing
he
jokes.
Fucked up Mencia.
Yup.
Oh, that's fucked up.
I heard he pulled up. Yeah. I don't know if it was the improv or the some club.
Mencia was talking shit. Or
and no, Mencia was doing his act. Mm-hmm. He was doing George Lopez jokes. And I think Lopez pulled up in, like, you know, some fucking $100,000 car. He pulls up, double parks outside, gets up, and just, I think he slid Mencia across the bar like a fucking saloon.
I think they said he George Lopez is, I think, a pretty tall dude.
Well, and plus, he's like a real Mexican. Like,
he's pretty G, dude.
He's not a Mexican that, like, some fucking comedy club owner told you to become a Mexican.
He's not Ned Holmes, a.k.a. Carlos Mencia. Yeah, I think I heard he beat the shit out of him.
Dude, my dad went to go see George Lopez, and I was like, how was the show? And my dad, who's just hardcore red, just goes, I mean, it was good, but he did an hour and a half of how Trump's a retard. Yeah. It was literally just an hour and a half of him just doing that.
Yep. Yeah, I heard he's a fucking G.
He did it in Florida, then.
Yeah, it was in Florida.
That's gangster.
Yeah,
it
that
was
is.
In Florida.
Yeah,
because
they're doing it in New York. That's pussy.
Yeah,
you're right.
I bet you he'll come to New York and talk shit about Biden for an hour. But now it doesn't matter. But like,
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
I've heard that, and I heard a story once that John Lovitz beat the shit out of Andy Dick.
It's a great vision.
It was another club, and I guess Andy Dick was talking shit, and he said, I'll put the Phil Hartman curse on you, because they blame Andy
What's
Dick.
What's the Phil Hartman curse?
You know, Phil Hartman's wife murdered him, right?
Okay.
Phil Hartman's wife shot
He doesn't
him.
Know Phil Hartman. No.
He was on SNL. He was on The Simpsons.
Very funny guy.
Really? Okay.
I'm surprised you're wrong, but... Very,
I know
very,
the face. Sorry.
He was on Pee-wee's Playhouse. He was Captain Carl.
Okay, yes, I know that face.
He was on SNL for years.
Okay, dope.
And they were on a show called News Radio together. And Phil's wife had been sober. She did blow with Andy Dick and relapsed. And a few weeks
Come
later,
on, do blow
murdered,
with me.
Murdered Phil Hart, shot him in the head in the middle of the night. And apparently,
these zombies are not that strong.
No, they're regular people.
I like that.
So John Lovitz replaced Phil Hartman on News Radio, the show they were on. And apparently Andy Dick at a comedy club like said some joke, like, I'll put the Phil Hartman curse on you. And they said John Lovitz grabbed Andy Dick by the back of the head and started bashing his face into the bar and beat the shit out of him.
Yeah, I look at John Lovitz. He doesn't look like a big guy.
No, but, I mean, I think he had the rage in him.
My mom told me a story like that about her in high school. She's like, her high school bully. She's like, yeah, one day my mom like had enough and like came out to like the stop. And her mom used to get into fights, but like her mom, I guess, just pieced up this high schooler.
I remember
being like 11 or whatever, like 10, and she's telling me the story, and I was like, wow, this is like a really triumphant story. I go, and then what happened? She goes, no, I showed up to school the next day, and she smashed my mom did this motion, and she smashed my head in the bathroom. No, it was not. I wish my mom never did anything.
I remember a kid I went to grammar school with. Dad beat up a kid. This Japanese kid I went. He was on my baseball team. And his dad was drunk, and he caught a kid beating up his kid.
Dude, Japanese dad drunk is the coolest drunk.
And he just beat the shit out of this kid, and then they had to move.
I kind of like that.
He saw a kid beating up his son, and he just tuned up.
Wait. The dude who got beat up moved?
The dad, because he beat up a child.
Oh, the Japanese.
And, they moved like a week later.
I thought you said my son's a pussy.
And by move, it just went to Flushing, Queens. Like, he didn't go that far.
Yeah, that was,
I forgot moving in New York can literally be like three blocks and you're good. Yeah. In Florida, it's like towns.
Yeah, no, I grew up in Jersey, so they moved.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, I forgot you're a Jersey kid.
So what I love about this is just, he's so unsure because it's just quiet. Like, there's no, other than what he just saw, which could have been a car accident.
Well, I mean, they saw a little child. They saw a child's body on a gurney.
Yeah, but I mean, you don't know what happened. You don't know if it was a violent crime or an accident.
I do know I saw a dude bleeding on a rooftop, though.
Yes.
I think I just saw something about Taiwan. Like, somebody, they shot like a 30 people today.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
In the daycare,
Was it a daycare?
No way.
Yeah, hold on. I saw that this morning. It was horrible.
Oh, that's racist.
I didn't know it was a daycare. Fuck, I'm sorry for bringing that up.
Jesus Christ.
34 dead in mass shooting at daycare. 30 children.
No way. No way.
Well, that's gonna be this is gonna be a great episode to watch. About mass killings in Taiwan. Thanks.
Zach, do something. No. make a quip. This food does look great though.
In all fairness, yes, everything.
I'm sorry.
Everything does look baller.
I'm looking over, and this food looks delicious.
I don't think I've ever had Asian breakfast.
Can we do a breakfast tour?
Asian breakfast.
Can we do
exactly? I would love to do a breakfast tour,
Asian
dude.
Breakfast
we've been talking
fun.
About getting like a.
Yeah, we want to do a full English breakfast.
A full English breakfast.
I heard Colin? Terrell? Terrell, there we go. Sorry. I wanted to call him Tellum.
Call him Tellum.
He said that our breakfast stinks in America.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of other countries hate our breakfast because they say it's dessert. Like pancakes, waffles, shit like that. They would serve that for dessert in other countries.
All we have is like eggs and bacon and toast.
Now, this is a regular homeless person in New York.
Yeah. This guy lives in my neighborhood, but his toenails are longer.
That's a white chick Kevin fucked yesterday.
Hey, my white lady is beautiful, all right? She was
like Mekhi Phifer.
Yeah, the Mekhi Phifer feet.
That was a callback to before the episode started.
When
sorry,
Kevin
guys.
Said he fucked a girl that looked like Mekhi Phifer.
He met Michelle Phifer. But it was very funny to me.
Asians are not even used to homeless people being around, dog.
Granny?
Well, it's an old lady. He's trying to check on this old lady. Yep. Here we go.
I'm no longer hungry for full English breakfast.
Hey, yo.
Wait, she's using props?
Here we go, baby.
Nope. Holy shit.
Nope.
So.
I don't know where to
oh
look.
Oh, my
man.
God.
I
look, bitch.
I look up.
So, the plot of this movie is.
Look at her eyes.
She's still talking?
They're alive.
Oh, my God.
The sickness makes you commit the most sadistic things you can think of. Your eyes go black and you're smiling, but they don't want to be doing it, and they're crying the whole time.
Oh, shit!
That's
so
that's
basically
crazy.
Everything is riot-level sadism
oh, this
for the rest of this movie.
Awesome!
Oh, my God.
So the rest of this movie is now going to be...
They can talk.
Oh, boy, can they. And they do a lot.
Oh.
No. Okay, how many times do you watch movies and you feel like they aren't realistic? I feel like so far this is pretty goddamn on the nose with how blood and gore and bodies.
Oh, and they
look.
Run. Yeah, this is very good, realistic.
Wait, is he in sandals?
Yeah, I believe so.
Dude.
Yeah.
This is why I never wear sandals in the streets, dog.
Nah, but it's a double.
Don't
strap.
Matter. Don't trust it.
Those are the foreigns.
Yeah, no, those are not. Those are for the beach. You don't wear that on the subway. If anybody wears sandals on the subway, I don't trust you.
Not only that,
I don't trust
you. Got too much confidence, dog. Like,
yeah.
You think bad shit can't happen here?
Yeah, you can't live a life where you cannot run or kick. No. Yeah. Nobody's ever gotten stomped out with Crocs.
I think Crocs.
I don't know. Who started to wear Crocs, dog?
No, but it's like the little gems they have on the front now, like the customs. So you have to kick with like your front or your toe.
It's the KFC Crocs they made. the KFC collab.
There's like the Twix collab.
No, you see, there's Crocs with KFC, and they have a little piece of fake chicken on them.
No way.
Yeah.
I saw a Twix one at Foot Locker the other day.
He's calling his girl.
Yeah.
National emergency.
Oh, yeah.
Every channel.
That's awful. You know when it's every channel. That's when the government gave up and they're like, you need to see this. Stay inside.
This is a cartoon that the director made, I believe, in 2015. He used a clip of his own
That's fire.
Animation.
That's awesome.
And I'm sure it has some type of meaning, but I'm not that smart.
I love old animation.
It looks like Cuphead.
Yeah. Have you tried watching the TV show?
Not yet.
It's okay. He has a Switch.
By the way, the wolf is fucking a sheep on the TV.
What?
On the TV, the cartoon wolf was fucking a sheep.
I did see that. Oh, shit, the end.
I cut all your dicks off and feed them to the stray dogs.
So everyone...
That was just for the dudes?
So basically, it makes you say and do the most awful things in the world. It's the same part of your brain that rabies affects.
Oh shit! Except you're like still a human being.
Yeah, but you compulsively have to do the most violent, sadistic thing you can think of.
This is like anti-woke movement right here.
Yeah,
this is the most anti-woke movie in the world.
And remember how his neighbor had the sniffles? His neighbor. The guy next door?
Yeah.
We'll keep remembering that. The sneaking is so sketchy, dude. I like the zombies who are like
sloppy. Those are the texts I get when I order Uber Eats. It's like, who do you think?
Ow!
Yeah.
Ow! Nope.
I never get that when the delivery guy will text me in all Asian, and I'll be like, "Who did you? Did you look at my picture and just go? I bet he knows."
Did you get two fingers cut off?
Yep.
I'm not. I can't look at it.
And that's our lead. He is now down to 8 fingers for the rest of this film.
No way! It's like 10 minutes in.
Yep.
Nope.
Dude.
Who made
this fucking movie? This guy's fucking incredible.
The guy's name is Rob Jabaz. It is vaguely based on a comic book called Crossed that is about a plague that turns people into bloodthirsty sadists, but instead of the smile in the eyes, they all develop an upside-down cross on their head.
He said, I'll figure your bitch. Like I told him, he should have done this morning.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of people say this is very indicative of this comic book, Crossed. I have not read it. But a lot of people say it's very similar.
So that old lady spit in that guy's face.
Yeah.
To turn him into a zombie.
Yeah.
But the... Dude, who's on the... I'm assuming the president or somebody's on that fucking speaker.
Yeah.
Dude, this is fucking sick.
Yeah, so somebody
like
with
a Joker
it,
like actually lived.
Somebody with it is on the speaker, and yeah, essentially it's just spreading throughout the whole town.
Dude, he's like a fucking stand-up comic right now, just going off, dog. That's Tim Dillon, Taiwan,
Ty Dillon,
Ty Dillon,
the best kind of booby. What kind of booby to you? It's trash. I love when myself included, when anybody tries to do Tim Dillon, they just do Jiminy Glick.
Jiminy Glick
was Martin Short had a show on Comedy Central in the 2000s where he was like a celebrity interviewer. And everyone that does Tim Dillon just does Jiminy Glick.
I love Tim Dillon's squeaky voice. Whoa, what is going on here? They're going to break his fucking bones?
Yeah. This movie's tough, buddy.
Yeah.
Don't worry, Dillon. It's not that bad.
You're a liar.
Ladies in the booth, how do we feel?
Pretty good so far.
They're just throwing up.
I feel like I've been able to tune out the violence so far and just enjoy the plot.
Alex, like, we're not doing you too like... dirty, are we?
I'm fucking into this right now.
Let's go.
You know how like and some that's... babies they have like listen to Mozart and shit? Alex just has to watch a movie I pick every week her entire pregnancy. How sick is that?
Dude. My baby's listening to Legion of Skanks every Monday.
It's
a lot, dude.
That baby's gonna be turning into the ultimate comedian.
Yeah. Your baby's gonna be the youngest Gas Digital fan. Oh my god.
Dude,
mine would just be going around. Like, if I had this virus, I'd just be going around deleting people's like save files on their games.
Dude, this is fucking.
Do you think the reason why they have the smiles is because it's kind of cool to do terrible shit?
I don't know. Like, the bit is supposed to be so later. You're gonna see that they're crying.
It is fun to be bad.
So you're gonna see that they're all smiling, but they're also crying. So they don't want the fucked up thing is they don't want to be doing it. They can't help it.
But it's a parasite in their brain.
Yeah, more or less.
It's like a, what's that parasite that goes into like they, it goes into like a frog, like a grasshopper's brain, and then
Oh yeah. So there's zombie. Yeah.
There are zombie. Like,
there's zombie fungus basically that takes over ants and small bugs
and makes them kill themselves.
So no, they, it uses them.
It
like,
uses them for a while.
It,
yeah.
It like uses them as like a car to like do other shit to spread that fungus. Oh, okay. It's essentially
I think it is
a microbiology zombieism. Where it takes over the brain of it, drives it around like a car, but then helps it, like, reproduce. So they use the bigger bugs to make more of them. Also, like, I'm very, especially post-pandemic, I am very subway conscious lately. Like, I'm very nervous about it. I don't like, I feel like the subway's gotten more violent in the last few years.
Yo, it has.
Bro, I saw somebody almost get stabbed.
Bro, yesterday a dude came up to me and started like trying to touch my shoulder. It was so I didn't tell you about this.
I feel like it's like the Wild West. Tell me about it though.
Dude, I was just yesterday going to a spot in Brooklyn. Just waiting for my like waiting for the train. It was like a 10-minute wait. And a dude just walks up and looks at me and just says nothing, just goes and goes to like pick something off my shoulder. And then I just go, yo, what are you doing? And he looks at me and goes,
again?
Bro, saying nothing. Honestly, I'm not even trying to like this movie, bro. Like, he was just, like, saying nothing and then doing
it. Something weird.
And then eventually, I'm like, everyone's looking at me, and I'm like, yo, what are you doing? You just come up to people saying nothing, trying to touch their shoulder? Like, what is this? And he just looks at me and goes, and then just walked away. I was like, you're mad at me?
Man, that was the wrong way to approach that, but I respect it.
I feel like the subway's been more violent lately. I feel like you hear a lot more about people getting pushed and shit. Like,
every week.
I've been very nervous about the subway. Ever
me
since
too.
That fucking shooting, because that shooting was
bro,
one of the stops.
I was,
bro, he was two blocks away.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It was wild.
I was, because I work every day going to different locations.
Mm-hmm.
And, bro, I'm on the subway all the time and I'm seeing the craziest shit. I seen a dude the other day, bro. He was jerking off, but he was doing it from his back and, like, his legs touching his ears and just masturbating furiously.
It was violent.
Ferociously, bro. It was violent, bro. I saw some other dude try to stab a girl. Because she was talking shit to him, it was her fault.
I remember, yeah, you remember you telling me about that.
Oh, bitch, you don't know what time it is?
Yeah, I've been fucking super spooked about the subway ever since the shooting, because I was on my way to Nashville. I was flying to Nashville for something.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a couple buddies in law enforcement. And it was before it was out yet that it had happened. And he had just heard there's a shooting, and he had heard through radios that it was multiple shooters and a bomb. And I'm online at TSA at the airport, and he goes, call your wife and make sure she's at work. If she's still on the subway, tell her to get above ground right now. And then I called her, and she didn't have service, and I was freaking out. But I was also trying to not say shooting or bomb online at TSA.
Your wife finally answered. Oh, she's like, what's going on? Why are you calling me so much? You're like, there's the fuck.
Yeah, because... the news, like, literally, it wasn't on Twitter yet.
That's wild.
And he called me to be
that's
like, hey,
wild.
tell your wife
that's
to get
like
off
good, but that's also like scary.
And she was at work already, but she couldn't get home that day. And then fucking Uber, you cocksuckers, fucking doing
Wait,
fucking
that dude's having a real moment.
Yeah.
He's not even a zombie.
He wants
yet.
To rape that girl.
Yeah. He's had enough. Fucking Uber, my chick gets stuck at work, and they closed all the subway stations on the R. That's what we lived off of.
Wait, did she just tell another girl, please take my seat?
Yeah.
She goes,
she sacrificed all the
little fucking bitch.
Here you go, bitch.
Hey, bitch, you deal with this man.
Fucking Uber, you cocksuckers, doing surge pricing the day of a fucking shooting on the subway.
That's wild.
They wanted to,
I can't believe
they charged her $100 to get home. It should have been like a $30 ride.
No way.
Uber.
Did you fight it?
Yeah, she fought it and they reversed it.
Oh, yeah, I was about to say. Dude, one time my Uber got pulled over, and it was like a $25 Uber, essentially from here to I used to live in like Hell's Kitchen, and he got pulled over.
Uh-oh.
Oh, fun.
No, I don't think that's
waited
his name,
for 20 minutes. Oh, fun.
Okay, so this is let's this fucked. This is the point in this movie where I called Big J to be like, hey, you got to watch this fucked up movie.
Fuck
oh, no,
me,
bro.
Man.
Honestly, this makes me want to buy a gun.
Also, no music.
Yeah, I've noticed that. There's not a lot of... They don't hide anything in this movie much. That guy's like, God. Yo, can you spit on me so I can finally rape this girl?
Oh my God. Oh my fucking God.
Right? No music or just
holy
a fucking tone.
Shit. Oh, this is worse than like Invincible.
Just a tone.
Dude, and I'm sorry to the podcast listeners just saying, oh my God, the whole time.
No. Yeah, go watch this. Or listen to their screams.
Yeah, this is so fucking scary.
If you're listening to this podcast, don't worry. There's like spilt ramen noodles.
Oh, and it sucks because you got headphones in. You just have no idea.
That's another thing. I'm starting to stop wanting to listen like to anything on the train. Don't laugh at that, Dylan.
I'm not even looking at it, so I'm laughing because of the fact that I can't watch. It's too real, Zach.
Yeah. This is so fucking nuts.
I will say, though, if this is New York, there'd be another dude that was like, yo, I've been waiting for this moment.
Yeah, I've been waiting this day. You just gotta kind of hope he slips at this point.
I was about to say, it looks very slippy.
Dude, you gotta fight.
Well,
somebody gotta start fighting. Jump
well,
this
he's
dude.
Trying to stab Backpack. Someone needs to be stabbing him.
There we go. About
yellow
fucking
shirt.
Time.
Yellow shirt. He's actually wearing a yellow shirt, people.
Yeah.
You fucking dirty brain. Did I break the record?
So rough,
fucking
dude.
A.
Yeah, this is too real. Oh, my God.
This is horrific, right?
This is fucked.
Why is he doing this?
She's on the fucking train.
Yeah. Man, old Asians won't give up their seat for anything. I'm surprised they don't have 85 bags of groceries.
At least you know that footage is in 4K.
Yeah.
Oh, shit!
What
the fuck?
It never ends.
What the fuck?
What the fuck is he? Oh, keys?
Just keys.
Oh, he's got the Wolverine keys.
Ah! You biting ass bitch.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, Zach.
I knew I picked the right movie for you, Dylan. Oh, Achilles tendons fucked me up, too.
That's what I'm saying, dude. They're going, I know
they're
those,
going after rough stuff.
Like, jugulars and Achilles. Look at this.
What the fuck? Cause you ugly, bitch. It's cause you fat and I don't like you.
Oh, that's fuck.
That's Kev's reasoning. Oh my God.
Oh, this
shut up, filthy cunt. I wasn't even that far off.
Yep.
Why are you holding this bitch?
Yeah, how long is this ride?
Where's the next stop?
This dude's
licking and exposing. Whoop. Oh, yeah.
Wait, is that what his dirty secret is? He wants to lick exposed parts?
I don't know.
Is he about to rape a dude?
Yep. Oh, yeah, they start raping now. That's part of the sadism thing. Yep.
What the fuck?
Stabbing to rape kind of feels like going backwards a step.
I mean,
just stabbing.
Not
so
if you think of rape like stabbing.
Stabbing so 15 minutes ago.
Thank you.
Rape's the new in.
Yeah.
Rape's in.
Stabbing is so passe.
Finally, we're at the next stop.
And this
stand is, clear of the closing doors, please.
This is why sometimes it's better to take the local train.
Oh, and she forgot her phone.
Listen.
That's the most unrealistic
it's
part of this whole movie.
It's 9:22 in the morning,
that's
dog.
That's the most unrealistic part of this whole movie.
Well, yeah.
An Asian lady never forgets her phone.
Yeah. Dude, look at this fucking...
Jesus.
What a fucking...
By the way... Shout out to the people who had to make this movie.
Yeah, who had to clean this. Imagine just having to shoot this.
Ooh, a titty.
Yeah. Not bad.
Not bad titty.
Not a bad...
Ladies in the booth, how do you feel about that titty?
Hey, listen. Something about a crazy Asian. I get why that guy from Try Guys fucked his life up. That was a good-looking Asian.
It wasn't an Asian.
She was cutie. She was from... Do you ever watch Food Babies?
Yeah.
They have another show on that channel. She's one of them.
No.
Yeah.
I'm pounding you, but this is for him.
Yeah, he's getting that sideways puss.
Neck deep in that sideways puss.
Deep in that fucking ching chong vagina. Good for him, buddy.
Dude, they just start fucking me. He's like, the power of rape.
Yeah.
I can finally rape.
Yeah, this. He's looking down at his hard on.
This is like Lewis when he first got Gas Digital. The power.
Oh, fuck. This is so tough, dude. And, like, what a way to make regular-looking people your villains.
Yeah, dude.
You could just pick anybody and they're a villain because they have this. But now if they're especially, like, a bad person,
if I just see a regular Asian with an umbrella now, I'm going to be so spooked. The lighting is great.
Yeah, this
the
is a
lighting
fucking
is
solid
fucking
movie.
Amazing.
And once again, they did this during the pandemic, so they had to build all this shit because they weren't allowed to shoot in public places.
Also, has this been a long take since The Lady?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It's crazy you told me that the budget is low. It just tells me how...
This isn't a crazy big movie. They just really got it in.
I'm telling you, dude, if you don't do a lot of VFX, if you do a lot of practical, you can make really good fucking movies.
Yeah,
not
dude, now
cheap,
that everything's shot on digital and you're not burning film...
Yeah, dude.
Because even in the time that I've been making movies, how much cheaper it is for the drives and shit to hold movies. Like, you used to have to change out these giant fucking honking drives. Yeah. Now you just, you know, you back it up onto another one. You got a DIT guy sitting on set, and you're just banging out drives. But it's not as bad, anywhere near as bad as it used to be, because shit can handle it way better.
I'm gonna be real with you. I'm watching this movie. I've been holding on to this shit for so long, like just like
yeah.
crunching it.
It's warm.
It's so warm right now, dog. It might as well be boiled. Try some of that.
Oh my, yo, actually, I was gonna drink
nervous.
Some. That is warm as, dude.
I buy into these movies, bro.
I can't help myself, but like when it's real like this, it's hard. Like you said, it's regular people just getting stabbed.
I already know this is going to be fire.
Yep. And look at this. Fuck, this is a beautiful shot, too.
I know. It is beautiful. Come on, bro. Who is it? Yeah, I got to see this guy more. I got to see more of this guy's movies.
Oh, I had a fact that I wanted to say before. The, the neighbor, the guy that cut his fingers off.
Yeah.
That guy was, he is the star of a series of supermarket commercials in Taiwan, so he's a very friendly face, so they kind of used him as something people already recognized, so to have him turn evil apparently is, like, really fucked up
dude,
for the people that
watch
this.
That's awesome that he chose that. Yeah, he's probably tired of being a supermarket guy anyway.
For sure.
Yeah.
How do you react to that?
Wait, this
you are blind. That's all of us when we met Blind Mike.
This is definitely the most ripped dude in the movie so far.
That's huge, bro.
And now, that's a big Asian. Look at the way he's crouched down.
That's a crazy Asian. That's a big Asian.
Yeah.
He got a dual rag on.
Yeah.
I think he can say the air before you.
Nah, dog. He can't say that. Don't ever say that shit, dog.
I have an umbrella.
Umbrella.
Umbrella. Should open with teeth. Oh, my nose?
Yep.
Nose.
So, Kev, I mean, I am very familiar with the sect of Asians that drop the N-word. I grew up, there was also, like, Palisades Park and a few other towns that had a really big Asian population. And, I was very familiar with the phenomenon of Korean kids that smoke weed once and then say the N-word for 6 years. Like, they get really deep voices.
It is how you get the pass.
Yeah.
Are we talking about Andre Kim?
No, but definitely that is a sect of human beings. That's one of the... If you did, like, the Mean Girls table breakdown of my high school, there was the Hood Asians.
Also, why the fuck is that just in a breakable thing that's in the subway?
Fires, I would assume. Probably not a great idea.
Probably not a great idea. They would never do that in New York.
He really did just upgrade from umbrella to axe. That's not good.
It's not good. There's a bear warning behind them. That's so funny. That's so realistic, too. I never had a threesome before. Also, I love her for trying.
But yeah, it's
but this is the perfect opportunity. Leave her right there.
Yeah.
Run down the hall.
Yeah, she's trying to hump this chunk around the fucking...
I haven't been this hard in years.
Oh, yeah. And he's lying. There's only one of them that's a real hot slut.
Yeah.
The other one...
Hey, if you're having a three-way, you know which one's giving you a blowjob, basically. Hey, you're on balls, hon. So he wasn't a coward. He was helping them.
Also,
hopefully.
Like, bitch, I just did.
He has autism or something?
No, I think he's just scared.
Oh, poor guy.
Yeah, this guy doesn't
know what the fuck's going on either.
Yeah.
I mean, I would have saved one.
I don't like Molly at all.
So scary. So fucking scary. Yeah, this movie did for Asians
I
what
love how
Green Inferno right. did for Mexicans with bowl cuts for me. Where, like, for a few days, I was like, I don't know, I don't like you. Or when I saw fucking Drag Me to Hell, whenever I see, like, ladies in the burkas, I'm like, oh, nope, you know shit.
You know shit.
I had some weird shit happen to me today. Where
let's hear about it.
I fucking had my little headphones in the case, and I was looking for it. And I have this little table in front of my sofa.
Your little headphones and your little table?
Yeah, I'm on a little table. All right? I did not see that shit there. I'm like, maybe I left it in the bathroom. Come back, and my sister's right there. And I swear to everything I love, bro, I looked. That shit was not there.
Yo, Kevin, sometimes you tell stories like an old uncle. And I'm like, I don't know how you're expecting me to react to that.
Yo, bro.
Yeah,
uncle.
I think
I think my place is haunted, dog.
You happened, yo. By the way, you went to my place and you said you think my place is haunted.
I was
haunted.
Having mad dreams.
I think you're haunted.
Having mad weird dreams. In
I think
your
you're
place, bro.
Think you're Dominican haunted. Nah, bro, you know, Kevin.
That's like regular haunted, but without socks. <stopped. laughs> It's the easiest joke. Eddie, this is the only Dominican joke I know. Just talk about how they don't have socks on. It kills. It's from the Big J. Okerson School of Comedy. Anytime somebody says it's Dominican, immediately all you got to do is get to a joke where they don't have socks.
Really?
On.
Dog.
It kills.
You never heard
it
about this?
Kills. If you're in a mixed room,
I'm
that is the
my
first
arsenal.
Thing.
Please.
If you're in a mixed room, black people, any other type of Spanish, and you're talking to a Dominican, and
get
you do a
no
joke
socks.
About, I'm checking to see if you have socks on, it will murder.
It will.
Really?
Every time.
Every What's time. The logic behind it?
We, for some reason, I don't know how we got this
yeah.
fucking...
It's a stereotype.
No, shut up. I didn't know. Yeah, we don't wear socks. Apparently, I don't know how.
It's just a yeah. For some reason,
I blame the Haitians because these motherfuckers be wearing dress shoes with basketball shorts and no socks.
Yeah,
that is true.
They should be wearing water shoes. Oops.
It is funny to be on a flooded basketball court in water shoes, draining threes.
Wow.
Oh, this dude's
that's a solid run.
Naked.
That's a
fucking,
solid run.
Dude, he was some, fucking a dead body.
Yo, he had some cheeks, son.
Yeah.
He did have some solid cheeks.
Yeah, you wouldn't think Asians.
Cheeks.
Yeah.
I will say this, though. Also, Paco, cheeks.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. What?
He shows his ass a lot, bro. It's his whole thing.
So he knows. Yo, what the
what
fuck?
What the
fuck?
Do you know what city this is filmed in?
No. I might have it down here.
It seems like they filmed it in like one location, but it's a pretty nice little area.
It is in Taipei and Keelung, Taiwan. It was a 28-day shooting schedule.
Wow. That's... By the way, I know... I mean,
and that's the way to shoot a fucking movie.
No, I was about to say, and also, I mean, Zach makes movies. Like, I think that's also why this movie's great. They knew what the fuck they were doing every single day. It was, like, there wasn't any, like... Well, we'll just edit that.
28 days is about a good amount. 28 days is a pretty good low budget shoot.
I saw that movie for the first time during the pandemic.
Oh, 28 Days Later? Very good movie.
And I was like, oh, this fucked with me.
Never seen it.
You never seen
very
it?
Very good movie.
That's a good movie, bro.
I always say that when the guy wakes up in 28 Days Later and he just has to accept that the world's like different, that's like when you haven't come in a long time and then you fuck an ugly chick and then you, then you come out of it and you're like, oh, where's my life?
Where am I heading?
See,
fuck.
I fucked a few ugly chicks. I got one hitting me up right now, trying to hit me up to smash, and I can't do it.
Yeah, when you haven't come in like a few weeks and then you come and then like you have all this mental clarity, you're like, oh, God, I took a 2-hour train right here.
Oh, I paid a $42 Uber to get here.
Yeah. Oh, God. 125th Street. I have to get back out of this building. Looks pretty good.
It's not bad, dog.
I will say, you could still do this.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
Still pink and stink.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You have options.
You could even hit a peace sign if you, like, push them together. That looks like a big F you. Yeah. It looks like a giant middle finger.
Hey, shout out Dane Cook, Superfly.
This sounds like Chinese DMX. Dun, dun, dun,
dun, dun. What? Where are my dogs at? We ate them.
Where are my dogs at? We ate them. Where are my dogs at?
I mean, God bless him that he's still
trying to
get this lady.
Yeah. Yeah, bro, you got to turn into a killer, bro.
Is he? That was his practice?
Well, he's trying to see if he's got it in him.
Oh, that's true.
He's just been running.
I was going to say that, too. Also, apocalypse time. You're still in the scooter? Mm-hmm. Get a fucking car, bro.
I mean, that's a stroke of luck.
Wait, what? He just walked over?
You got a mini sickle?
Like, that's pretty sick, dude.
Are they going to give him, like, a layup kill?
No.
Oh, no.
No, they're gonna get deeper into basically what's been happening. So now,
I don't know if you've seen the movie so far, Dylan, yeah. But there's no layup kills.
Yeah, that's
right. Nothing's a layup.
Basically,
this movie.
The longer this virus cooks, the rougher it gets. Because they're not there to kill people. They're there to hurt them.
Oh, they're not even trying to kill this guy. You're
no,
right.
They're just
Jesus
beating him to death slowly.
I mean, this guy probably earned it, though.
Oh,
Jesus. How are they going to play 3-on-3 now?
Oh, boy. Yeah, this is,
like,
God, Asians are scary. Like, I know we're gonna... Oh, boy.
All right, that's kind of funny, dog.
Yeah, I mean, that should have had the Jackass music under it.
All my friends are assholes.
Oh shit! Hit him with a super kick.
Oh, he gave him that front kick. He gave him that Rich Voss kick to the front. You guys are young. You don't know that story.
I was like,
huh?
Now who did Rich Voss beat up?
That was at a bar show, no?
That was at a Christmas party, I believe.
Vega?
What? No, Voss.
Oh.
Wait, why are they running?
Because he's outpowering them.
They met their match.
I don't want to name names other than because Voss looks good in it, but I believe it was a Christmas party a number of years ago. Some guy was a young comic was antagonizing Voss, and I believe he made a very inappropriate joke about Rich's daughter.
Wow.
Oh.
And remember we were talking about George Lopez being a G?
Mm-hmm. Rich is also.
Rich is from, like, the black part of New Jersey.
Yeah, he's like an OG.
And I believe he threw a front kick into the guy's chest and fucking knocked him across the room. Yeah, I heard Rich fucked him up. And it was like so bad, like whatever the guy said was so bad that absolutely nobody got his back. Like his friends even were like, no.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever the guy said was so fucking
inappropriate.
That's also
funny is when a young comic is feeling super confident. Yeah. And then you see them say something and they look around and they're like, right, guys? And then their
yeah.
friends are like, nah, did we pick his side?
Yeah. Plus, I don't want to be the second person to get kicked by Rich Voss. I don't want to be the second guy who got his ass kicked because of my shithead friend.
Absolutely.
There's something going on with their eyes, right?
Yeah, their eyes are blacked out.
No, I'm talking about that.
Yeah, Asians don't actually
look crying.
Like that.
They're crying.
Because they don't want to do this. They're crying because they're miserable. Like, whatever's still human in them doesn't want...
Also, this is scary because you have to ask for help without looking too crazy. You're like,
yeah.
I'm okay.
How's this bitch?
Well, really, I think you just have to show your eyes, but they're all Asian, so that's very difficult.
This is like that episode
Take
of
your
South
two
Park.
Fingers in.
Yeah. This is like that episode of South Park with Butters.
Yeah.
He goes, all right, now bark like a dog. Woof, woof.
Spread your lids.
Oh, I forgot that's how they do it with temperature, like, because it's very COVID. They do the fucking forehead thing.
Dude, she's never going to be able to go through TSA clear again.
Yeah, I forgot that in this one they do the fucking forehead temperature to tell if you're a zombie because they all run fevers, which is a very indicative of post-COVID movie.
Yeah.
Man, that was a thing nobody even tried. When they were, remember everywhere you would go, they would take your temperature with the gun and nobody did a good job?
No. Bro. I don't think I remember
somebody was, and it was like, my temperature was like 74 degrees. And I'm like, you know, that means I'm dead. Like, if I'm 74 degrees, you got to call a doctor now. Yeah, when they went, you're fine.
You know, that means I'm dead.
You know, they are just bartenders.
Yeah.
Right?
That was the funniest. They would zap you with the gun and nobody did a good job.
And also, none of those guns worked.
No.
None of them worked.
I will say, the funniest thing that ever come from those guns was the dude getting off that bus in, like, Mexico, and they put it up to his forehead, and he just puts his hands up, and he goes, oh, wait, my bad. He realizes, he's like, oh, wow, this guy's seen some shit.
This guy's just a fat pussy.
This guy has to be a comedian.
This guy's face rules. You're just a fat pussy. He looked like he had he reacted to what you said.
Yeah. Just lie and say she's your sister. Who's gonna know? That's a tough run, man. I guess you could do good without an eye. You wouldn't know Bisping doesn't have the eye.
That is true. I mean, yeah, if Bisping can win a fucking, be a world champion on one eye.
Yeah, you don't need
bitch,
both.
What the fuck are you doing?
You can do whatever you've been doing.
Though, after he revealed, I mean, I guess he didn't reveal, because would he not have passed,
USADA.
Yeah, would they not have let him fought if they
knew? No, absolutely not. No,
because I figure if people knew, wouldn't you just come at him from that side all the time?
I think that's the idea. Also, the Vegas Athletic Commission? They would have never let him fall with one eye. I think it's against rules or against.
He should only be able to fight other
one-eyed
men.
That's why he told
no. It takes so long. You should have to remove an eye, or you should have to wear an eye patch to fight him.
Would you go opposite or same? Here you go, wrestler. Would you go same side or opposite?
I don't know, because you're facing him.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't know. That's a very good question.
I think you go opposite. I think if you're fighting, he has this eye gone. You I'd patch this eye.
So if his left eye is gone, you want your right eye gone. So that
I'm mimicking left eye gone also.
So you want your left. So you want the same eye gone.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it doesn't matter anyway because he's terrifying.
Yo, he's so
have you ever
spooky?
Met Bisping?
Never.
Dude, the first time Lewis.
I never met
him,
but only on Zoom.
Lewis took me to meet him, or Lewis was recording with him, and we were hanging. He used to have a studio in LA that they would record at. And immediately before we get in there, Lewis goes, all right, he's going to ask you to come do the show with us because he likes comics. Don't do it because you're going to say something that's going to make him want to beat the shit out of you. And I went, got it. He goes, because I know you can't control yourself. And I was like, that's correct. He goes, and you're going to get mad because he's going to try to alpha you.
Yeah.
And you're not going to take it well and you're going to say something really shitty to him. I went, copy. So I just sat politely in a lobby while they recorded three Believe You Me's.
Oh my God.
And every time Bisping would be like, you want to get on this one? I'd be like, I'm good.
No,
and I just remember we went outside for Lewis to smoke, and Bisping gives me a fist bump, and his fucking hand, it was like a toaster wrapped in ham.
No.
It was so fucking, it was so solid and scary.
Yo.
I love that FaZe just tried to do a bit where he smiled at us through the window and nobody sold it, and he got disappointed and walked away.
Was it?
FaZe was out there doing the smile bit, and none of us gave a shit because we were entertaining ourselves, and he got disappointed and walked away.
Sad FaZe. We made a sad FaZe.
Stupid FaZe tried to
fucking
do a bit.
Fucking dumbass.
you saw the guy with the hentai titties?
Hentai titty phone? That's amazing. Sad FaZe.
The command sergeant major.
All right, so I will be honest. If this is the scene I think it is, this is the only scene I don't like in the movie because I don't feel like it matches tonally. Mm. Like, if this is the scene I think it is. So now she's trying to log on. She's trying to sign in to her social media so she can contact her dude. And this dude's being a pussy about having his phone.
Ain't nobody fucking DMing you, bro.
By the way, screaming, you almost got me raped and killed. And then everyone looking over, it's like, all right, bitch, use the phone. God damn. I hear using trigger words.
Yeah, if this is the scene I think it is. For some reason, I just think, like, it's a cool effect, but I feel like tonally it feels,
is that Ronnie Chang?
It feels added last minute just because they had this effect, and I feel like it's a little too cartoony for the rest of the movie. And this is really my only complaint with the movie, and usually I bitch a lot.
Are you saying, like, what's about to happen?
Yeah, what's about to happen is my only part of the movie I just think doesn't match. And I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I just personally wouldn't. I would have done it differently.
Like, the director was doing this shit for funsies.
I don't know. And then, like, also, I feel like this definitely looks like it was shot on a soundstage, not in wherever this would be shot. But once again, pandemic shit. So you have to assume they're... And if it's the real president or whatever, he's in a fucking bunker or something.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be like this. It would be a bunker video.
Or I don't know. I don't know how it would be done.
No, because you even think, like, when Obama, like, the Bin Laden video was just, like, him in the White House. I assume it would be just him in, like, a bunker area.
Yeah, but they don't want to show you that he's in a bunker area.
Yeah, they would put up...
Tarp, yeah. That's funny you said before this that some people don't like subtitles.
Yeah.
Dude, my brain just... I just realized right now this movie's not in English.
I mean, I actually really like it for this movie. This show, because I feel like we can have a conversation and read the lines.
100%, yeah.
I think it really it helps. I know some people don't like it, but I think it's a great way to have a conversation and be able to understand what's happening in the movie. But yeah, so this is our now all the plot being explained. It also just doesn't match the rest of the movie. I feel like it doesn't look like the rest of the movie.
The coloring's off.
It doesn't look like the rest of the movie.
You're right. The coloring's different.
And it's not shot like the rest of the movie.
I was about to say, in this,
like
close-ups.
These close-ups, and like,
it's a little tilted of a close-up. Like, we were.
It's stylized differently than the rest of the movie.
I feel like the government, like, you gotta add this.
Also, I don't think the president would ever just be like, after I'm speaking, done speaking.
Yeah.
Get back in there, General.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm gonna sit here and just patiently wait for you. Nah, bro.
Am I doing it in the U.S.?
President's the last person to speak. President's the last person
that
to
president
speak.
President might be dead.
It's right there.
No. Hold on. What he's turning into?
Yeah, look, he's all sweaty. Yeah, like, I think it's cool. But.
Oh, shit.
Like, it's a cool scene, but once again, it doesn't look like the rest of the movie. And tone, like, how there's music.
You're right, there's music on this one.
Like, it's just
I don't
nothing like
the
rest
scene.
Of the movie. Like, it would be good
is
in another
really
movie.
Good kill.
And it's a little too silly. Like, it looks great.
It did look great.
It looks great, but it's not. It just doesn't match the coloring of the movie. It doesn't match the tone. That's too silly of a...
Also, why would he have a grenade?
He's a general.
In his dress blues.
I don't know. Yeah. It just...
I didn't like it to the music.
Yeah. I just... that's my one complaint with the movie. In full transparency, to steal a line he just said. That's the one part of the movie I feel just doesn't work. I would have preferred if he had just shot him. And it was all... It stayed on the TV.
It
would have
been
time.
Way scarier if it was just him talking and, like, you see the guy change. He just walked up and, like...
Yeah.
And I just did
and
something,
then,
like, cold-blooded.
Yeah, and then... And it all stayed on the TV. Because I feel like breaking the wall and going to where they were shooting takes us out of the movie.
Yeah.
Like, it took us out of this world for a second. You fucking poor fat fuck.
Did this guy change, or is he just having a moment?
No, he's just having a fucking moment. Faggot.
Yeah.
Shoot him. Oh, shit. Yeah. Dude, that's so scary without having to do anything. Just this fucking guy followed them all the way here because he's going to fuck that fat lady. Oh, fuck. He's got the axe, too.
And bitch didn't tell nobody.
Wait, did it hit the security officer?
Yeah.
No, it threw.
Oh, it did.
Once again, there was a score there, the tone, but it wasn't music. It was more like the shit in The Shining.
I will say the music is just the screams.
Yeah, but just, no, there's also
there's
like
there's music, some ominous sound.
There's like ominous synth stuff.
Oh shit!
Noise.
It is pretty noise.
Fuck, guys.
This Porky. Oh my god. Does he do what I think he's? Oh, I thought he's about to wheel her out.
Nope. Yeah, boy. Talk about bad luck. By the way, what a fucking...
What a good actor.
What a scare... I mean, just him scary covered in blood dude. Like this is yeah. So fucking scary.
His walk is scary.
He looks like my man Pongy, son.
He's look like Pongy.
That's the biggest comic in Indonesia.
Oh, okay. What's he, like 5'11"?
He's actually...
Baby.
I suck.
I love you. What does he think? Like?
Oh man, this is tough. Hey Fatso,
where's your pretty friend?
Hey, Fatso, where's the other one? Hey Tubbs.
I will say though, if your life got saved because this dude came up to you and his whole sadistic face looked like, where is she? She's in the other room. He goes, cool, you're
she's
good.
Got a phone. <She's> good.
Go ahead. He's been waiting this moment to finally get undressed.
It's really taking its time, too.
By the way, this is in the movie. This is how this fat girl got the part.
She's really Weinsteined in there. Oh, well, I think you know how this is going to go.
No way.
Ladies in the booth, I would love your commentary.
A couple minutes, or 30 seconds ago, I said, I think I see where this is going.
So did she.
Barely.
Yep. I'm not showing it. Doing it in a subtle way. We're not seeing penis and eyeball. Then I can't believe I had to say that sentence. Well, my life. You know, they're doing it classy. We didn't see the cock in her eye socket.
Penis in the eyeball is going to be a drop now on Doped Up and Dying.
Penis in the eyeball.
I can't believe I just said that. Dude, get a car.
Yeah, this really like if you're just car. Stuck in the first level of City. Like, dude, stop riding around
on the bicycle, dude. Get
stop
off the bike.
Stop riding around on that thing listening to Billie Jean. You got missions.
You got missions.
You got to go see that. You got to go see your lawyer.
I know the first level you can't skip. At the end of it, they give you a car. Just go to the first fucking level.
Yeah, you got to go see your Jew lawyer and fucking go help that banker. With his construction site that needs to be destroyed.
I hope you know I know all this. I can do this all day, Zach. We can do the whole Vice City plot if you want.
You know The Stand by Stephen King?
Mm-hmm.
The show or the book? They always stay on motorcycles because there's so many cars everywhere that it's easier to navigate around them.
That makes a lot of sense.
That might be what they're doing here.
Yeah, because there's so many cars stopped on the road that you can
get around them, yeah.
That makes a lot of sense. Thank you, Nat. That's very helpful.
In Zombieland, they just had clear roads all day.
You think I can show this movie to my girl?
No.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Wolf Zach.
I mean, Warner. Be like, hey, this is fucked up. But I think definitely. If you give a contact, be like, hey, this is a really fucked up movie my friend showed me. Do you want to get really scared?
I don't think she'd be scared.
Okay.
I think this would be, because.
She'd be turned on.
Oh, come on, bro.
Come on.
Come on, bro.
Don't talk about Makai like that.
You're on your own.
Calm down.
I don't think that's her name either.
I mean, this is a tough situation. Like, he can't hide in his house because everything's broken into. He's got to get her, I guess. I guess your plan is to try and lock yourself somewhere, right? But you can't really do it another person because you don't know if they're going to get it.
I will say, the shed behind him looks like, it looks like he found the best place where there's no one, just him, a shed, the bike, and he can build a new life. And now she's like, come back into the heart of the city and save me from this hospital. And then he's like, oh, I'm going to die for this bitch. I'm probably going to die.
Yeah, I think she's in the hospital, right?
Like, he's
find
like
a room
that's
empty. You lock the door, and then you stack all the furniture up against the door.
You gotta get out of that hospital.
No, you stack all the furniture up against the door, and you lock yourself in a room in the hospital. Right?
I think you gotta get out of...
Or you go to the sticks.
You gotta go to the sticks, dude. You gotta get out of...
It's pretty scary.
It was very scary.
He's starting to get it. See, he just cried. And he's seeing shit.
Oh, shit. No. Does he go get her?
I mean, he doesn't have it yet, but he's gonna get... I mean,
he
that would be the...
He doesn't
would,
know that he has it.
He just cried a single tear.
I got a little lightheaded. All right, now I'm invested. Very invested.
I feel like I would call my chick during this. She'd be like, why don't you FaceTime me? I'd be like, shut up! Oh my! I want to know where you are.
There's always more with you.
Are you hanging out with girls in the apocalypse? Leave me alone!
Baby, you know there's no connections in the sticks.
You doing drugs with Chris during the apocalypse?
Yes, shut but up! No. Yes, but alone. That doesn't matter. Shut the fuck up. Chris is a great hang. By the way, I don't know if you know this, the chick that the Indian chick I was with at that time, mm-hmm. We broke up literally the first week of COVID. Like, the first week where they were like, we just recommend you guys get extra groceries. Mm-hmm. We had a fight over groceries that week, and that's when I was like, yeah, we're good. I was like, we had one little, like, but what if you do this? I was like, nope, I'm good. And that's why I knew. I was like, oh, I don't think I love this bitch. I'm going to go do George to Chris.
I think I watched a lot of people's cohabitation change during COVID because of shit like that.
For sure.
My buddy's mom accused him of trying to kill her.
What?
Yeah. Oh, here we go.
Wait, what the fuck's going on here?
Orgy. Blood orgy. You know, as you do. I mean, listen, there's some benefits to being a zombie.
Wait, these zombies are just the zombies are fucking?
Yeah. Blood orgy.
Some pretty hot zombies.
They're eating each other and fucking.
Shannon said the hardest part of the scene for her to watch was the part where she bit the girl's hair.
Yep, that's the fucked up part.
Wait, Shannon watched this?
Shannon's masturbating behind the curtain.
That is true.
He kind of wants to join. He watches hentai porn. That's like up his alley.
Not enough tentacles.
Yeah, but I say, you know, they're not like Germanic enough. I love his dumb little nose still bleeding.
Oh no. Fucking.
No, she built like a brick house.
Yeah, well, unfortunately.
Oh my god.
She's always eating.
Even the apocalypse, Molly's always fucking eating, bro.
You fucking pig.
They do have. They could be brother and sister, bro, these two.
Well, he fucked up. Shouldn't have let her get fucking eye fucked. Ew. Couldn't let her get eye fucked. I mean,
I don't know why the brain thing is fucking me.
Yeah, I had to turn away.
The
Why would you go to a hospital, bro? Medical tools and shit, bro. They're smart zombies.
They're hurt.
They're smart zombies.
Yeah, they do have this fucking...
They're smombies.
What a fucking fun movie this must have been to be in, though.
Yes.
If you get to be a good guy and a bad guy, because that's the dream.
It really is. You're right, Zach. It really is the fucking...
You get to do both.
I don't know what's going to happen, so I'm scared. Oh, they're just holding. I will say, she's not crying or anything in this
she's
one.
She's like, actually, I kind of enjoy this shit.
She's like, this kills for me. This kills for Molly. Oh, she is spooky. I think she had the role because of this. She had the role to be a villain, not to be a good guy.
She's pretty good, man.
She's a pretty good villain.
Yeah, the dream in any movie is to get to be both a hero and a bad guy in the same movie and show your versatility. God, that looks good. What a shot.
Fuck, dude.
Oh, my God.
This is my kiss. I'm kissing you.
What a fucking brutal.
That shot is different.
It's not the blood. It's the little flex of stuff. Like when a girl's on the first day of her period and you fuck her anyway and you pull out and there's like chum hanging off the base of your dick. Just me? Okay.
Yeah, it's just you, buddy.
Yeah, no, sometimes you get like little pieces of stuff.
Yeah,
little pieces of uterine wall hanging off your pecker.
Actually, you know what? I have had that.
Yeah, it happens to the best of us. Ladies in the booth, you know what I'm talking about. You get little pieces of uterine wall over your pecker.
I will say, I do love the director's. He told people, if you're a zombie and you're chasing her, just call her a whore, slut. Yeah. Just go at it.
God, imagine still being horny enough to fuck a girl on her period. I won't fuck my wife if she has the sniffles. not that I don't love her very much, but it's like, ugh.
But you don't fuck your wife on her period?
No, I avoid it. I'm done with that, dude.
My girlfriend has that little, like, thing in her, so she doesn't get her period.
Your dick?
Okay, besides that...
Wait, he wants. He don't even want them to join.
No.
No way. They're like into it.
It's so fucking sadistic. This movie is fucking sadistic, and it's shot so he's so bloody that he looks like he's covered in oil.
The director wanted to do blackface, but...
I mean, this is so fucking scary. He's shiny. Like, he's... Oh, it's so fucking scary.
Dude, he looks like a...
His walk is great.
Yeah.
He looked like he worked on an oil rig and there will be blood.
What a line.
What a psychotic. Do you think that's true? I wonder.
I mean, I think the bit is that she was infected by the time he was done.
I wonder if the infected, though, she was, like, into it.
I don't know.
I thought she was eating him, to be honest.
That's what I thought, too, for a second. But nah. She just took his load in her eyes.
I mean, what a fucking script.
I'm telling you, this director might be... Kevin, is this you?
That girl, because... Thanks for that.
I've sent that card out a few times. I've sent out fruit baskets with that as the note.
Thanks
for the fat pussy, Zach.
Thanks for the fat pussy. Love, Zach. Nice.
So this head crushed by a fire extinguisher is very reminiscent of the movie Irreversible. That's the first scene in that movie. For people that haven't seen it, it's a much discussed rape scene. If you watch our other podcast, we always talk about the rape scene in Irreversible, which is a very fucked up French movie.
It is kind of funny that this dude does not want to kill. He doesn't want
to.
He doesn't
want to
do anything. He just wants rape.
This is tough. Oh,
wow.
Yeah, that's tough, huh? Yeah, this is very much reminiscent of your version.
Do you know how many movies I watched where they would have cut like 40 seconds ago?
Yep.
Like the first time she hit him, it would have cut.
Mm-hmm.
But now she's infected herself, right? No?
Maybe? No, they never discuss how it spreads. Or they do, but they're not...
kind of like the actual government.
They've already, or they're about to pretty much introduce the idea that some people are naturally immune, and they're trying to find them, to find what it is about them.
That's why they're like, bitch, get in here.
Yeah, they're like, oh shit, you don't have it yet?
Get in here.
Now I know what you're thinking. Those are incubators. Hi, Ralph. Ralph's here, everybody.
Ralph.
Now she has access. Now, so apparently this guy's been watching everything. And he's doing some type of weird experiments.
Oh, shit.
They just figured out the cameras.
Mm-hmm. Hey, do what you gotta do.
I love how stiff he is.
For people listening, she just went into a doctor's office in a full hazmat suit. Figs is trying to do his bit again.
there it is.
he's got a gun on her. He told her to handcuff herself and shower.
Figs is trying to do his bit again.
Figs is trying to do a bit in the window.
There's a lot going on, guys. Yeah. Tune in to see this live.
Yeah, the bit that didn't work the first time, so he thought he would just do it in a separate part of the room.
In a different window that's harder to see.
Yeah. In case anyone wants to know how the mind of Mike Figgs in comedy works. Hey, that didn't work. Let me try the exact same thing.
Different window. Same joke, different window.
I'm kidding. Mike Figgs is very funny, and I like him a lot. He's a good buddy.
I love Figgs so much.
You guys love Figgs?
He's a good dude.
God loves Figgs.
Nah, I love Figgs. Good love Figs.
And then Figs is going to be another window staring at us, pretending to be Sebastian Maniscalco. It doesn't work that time.
What a funny place for it to be.
Well, so this is pretty much, you're going to realize this guy's like a CDC, Center for Disease Control type of dude. And he's disinfecting this lady. By the way, it doesn't seem like it's working.
Nope.
Yeah, that water seems, or whatever it was, doesn't seem to be cleaning anything.
You guys know your blood type?
I do. Yeah. O negative.
I'm O negative, I think, also, yeah.
I don't know what I am.
Me too.
It's always in my phone.
I learned that.
They make you feel special when you're O negative.
Yeah, they're like, you can give blood to everybody. There's a national blood shortage right now.
Are you getting on your soapbox? Are you getting on your soapbox? Yeah, have you donated, bro?
I'm a fucking hero.
You donate. You both donate.
Hero guy.
I don't think ever since I'm 18 I've gone long enough without getting a tattoo or piercing to donate blood.
Oh, you can't donate if you get tattoos?
I think you're not supposed to get a donate within a year of getting
tattoos.
Bro,
that's going to be my new excuse.
Or is it 6 months?
They don't give a fuck no more, bro.
They don't give a fuck anymore? I remember when I was in high school, I couldn't donate blood because I was kept getting piercings.
I was trying to find my blood type, and it said blood type not set in my Apple Health, so I don't know it. I could call my mom again.
So he's, for people listening, he's telling the girl that he's hidden in the maternity ward because they have the thickest metal doors to make the parents feel safe in the hospital. So he knows the zombies can't get past the doors in the maternity ward.
Oh.
Why would you handcuff yourself?
Because he had a gun to her.
And then get naked. I mean,
buddy, you're trying to survive. You wouldn't get naked and handcuff yourself? That is a Jeffrey Dahmer way also, too.
Yeah. I mean, that's how Gacy did it. Gacy would tell people that he did magic tricks, and it was the rope trick or the handcuff trick. And then that's how he would have you tied up.
Also, he'd just catch you off guard.
Yeah. I mean, also, you were probably, you would get you hammered.
You heard of the Alvin virus?
Yeah.
It's named after a chipmunk.
Very, very pandemic-y, all the masks on the ground.
By the way, they didn't have to, like, that was just, like, an actual shot. At least they didn't clean it up.
I always thought, and this is me on a political soapbox, that the original reason people rejected wearing the masks so much is because of, like, xenophobia, and we thought that was such an Asian thing to do, was walk around with those masks, and there was just white people in America, like, I ain't one of those.
I will say, though, did you sit on a plane with a mask?
Yeah.
That's hell.
Oh, it's not fun.
Sitting on a fucking flight for 2+ hours with a mask?
Yeah.
Sucks, dude.
Yeah, and then they wouldn't let me, because I always wore the big piece of cloth that goes around my whole head.
I did learn that. If you just go bigger and, like, soft clothy, it's not as bad.
And I like those, but then certain airlines wouldn't let you wear those.
Yeah. It has to be like an official and was it 65?
But they would always just give me one. But yeah, no, that's not, especially with my glasses, because then every time I breathe, it would fog up my glasses. I fucking hated it.
Going through services in Tulum, Mexico, Cancun, Mexico, they made us wear a mask through security, and like even I like made a joke, and the dude behind me was like, "Makes no sense, right?" And I'm like, he looked a little red state, so I wasn't gonna get into the conversation, but I was like,
"I flew to Texas 3 months into the pandemic."
Oh yeah, like, you did.
And then, as soon as I was in Texas,
they don't get fucked.
Like, what are you doing?
Yep, same.
They make fun of you. Yeah.
Yeah, like, what are you doing? We're in Dallas, dog. Chill.
You didn't have to go that far, dude. I did a fucking show in middle of nowhere, Pennsylvania, like deep Pennsylvania, and it was like full on like Trump signs everywhere.
Yeah.
And it was when everything was closed, and we went to a diner, and I got an omelet and a beer. And I was like, dude, I almost bought a MAGA hat on my way out. I was like, oh, this guy knows what he's talking about. Fuck this shit, ain't real.
Everyone's living here.
And it was so funny because it was literally like maybe an hour drive away from like civilization where everybody took it seriously.
Yeah.
And I just went out to this little city to do a show. And you wouldn't even know it was a thing.
The pandemic.
Yeah, you wouldn't even know it existed.
Yeah, people fucking hated it, bro. I hated it. I didn't like it. The first 2 months.
Yo, my mom convinced me to fly to Florida during the pandemic, and was the best thing ever. I just landed in Florida. And was like, oh, it doesn't exist here. I think also the same thing with COVID. I think some people are just immune.
Yeah. So now this guy's kind of going into the medical shit, and. This is all just a lot of exposition.
I do like the way you explain the movie better.
Yeah, it's all just a lot of exposition. And he's explaining everything I explained, where they have this desire to do sadistic things that overpowers their natural urge. Just like there was another thing with people with their limbic system were so thirsty they would drink water until they died.
Wait, they have makeup wipes in here?
She might have just found something.
Makeup wipes?
Dude, I don't want to talk shit. I did a movie a few weeks ago.
Talk shit.
And I had full makeup on. And the girl was like not like an experienced makeup artist. And I wanted to murder her because I had full makeup on. And I had my glasses on and I'm cleaning my face off. She goes, here's some makeup wipes. And she handed me 2 Clorox wipes.
No.
And I put them in both my eyeballs and scrub.
Zach, how do you get into all these things?
I literally was like, punch her. The party was like, punch her. Just walk up and punch her in the nose. You can't be that dumb. You're not allowed to be that dumb.
You can smell it right away.
What?
You're not allowed to be that dumb isn't great. Because
I didn't have my glasses on. I'm covered in shit. I'm like, oh, thank you. Because I was wiping my face with a paper towel. She goes, here's makeup wipes. And I literally just dig 2 Clorox wipes under my eyeballs. So I go home, my eyes are all, like, I was fucked up for, like, 2 days.
Your eyes look like the people in this movie?
Yeah, I was all fucked up.
Yeah,
That hurt like hell. Highly recommend. Do not do that. Do not wipe your eyes out with Clorox.
I think you say work with idiot makeup artists.
Yeah. Well, I mean, she was a young chick. I don't think she knew. But oh, boy. Oh, boy. It was, my first instinct was just walk up and punch her in the nose.
Just walk up and punch her.
Punch her in the nose.
Spit her in the face.
I was distracting you guys until this part, by the way. I was giving you a false sense of security.
What?
Zach, you're a fuck, dude. You're a fuck, dude.
Oh,
you're
what fuck, the dude. Fuck?
You're a fuck, dude.
Yep. And we have another twist. This guy's been doing weird experiments. Well, that was quick at least. Sorry, Alex, I forgot about that part. I apologize. I probably would have warned you if I remembered that happened. I'm sorry. Please forgive me.
He injected her with the virus?
It's okay, Zach. I'm not extra stressed today or anything. It's all good.
Oh, no, I'm really sorry. No, I totally forgot about that. I would have warned you or told you to leave for a few minutes.
It's okay.
Yeah, he injected her with it to see if she's immune.
I will say the Alvin virus sucks as a name.
Yes, it does. I'm sure that's also a translation thing, though. But yeah, so he injected it with her and said, if you turn into it, I'll kill you. I'll just shoot you. If you don't get infected, I'm going to use your blood.
She goes, anime titties anime before kid. I die. One last pair of anime titties.
Is there anything better than Asian with big tits?
I would say that, dude. If I was dying right there, you just hit some anime titties real quick.
Fucking unicorns, baby. Fat-titted Asian.
I love what you said about a day in the life. This really is like...
Yeah, this started in a regular morning. Yeah. This has all been one day.
That's why it was 9 in the morning. You had a whole day to go. You have a whole day to go. It's like 4 p.m.
Yeah, they still fucking have shit.
My motherfuckers are still at work.
So yeah, he had he went into the maternity ward. There were 9 babies, and he injected them all with the virus to see if any of them were immune. And now there are no babies. 0 babies. She just figured out his password.
I hate little things like that in movies, yo.
Kevin, what'd she say?
I wonder what the sadistic babies were thinking. Like, right out of the womb. What the fuck were they thinking, yo? Titties. Titties.
Sucking all the titties. Not just my mama's titties.
Man, it's a lot of biting.
I probably would be a lot of biting. Probably weaponize their piss. That was honestly the scariest thing for me in this movie. As a young person. Broken phone?
Yeah, but if you drop your phone in water in Asia, you gotta be like, I mean, how hard could it be to find rice? There's times it happens in your house. You're like, fuck, I don't have rice.
Dude, I was
you drop your phone in China. You're like,
I dropped my phone in water in Mexico. I went to the first restaurant. I was like, can I get some uncooked rice? They were like, water, phone, uncooked rice. Dude, they knew immediately. Like, they were like, oh. And I had a bag of rice in literally 10 seconds.
Yeah, yeah.
You're surrounded by rice.
That's crazy that that works.
The rice thing, right?
Yeah, that's nuts that works.
I'm going to say this right now. Make sure you do not turn off your phone or don't even try to turn it on. Literally just put the screen away so it never turns on. The idea is you don't want to turn it on for the circuits to hit the water.
Mm-hmm.
And you put the rice in there. It dries everything. And then you turn it on and everything's dry. Because I lost my phone by trying to turn it on like 1,000 times.
The movie's very well paced. It does not feel like it's been an hour and a half. The movie is
amazingly paced.
And it's really fucking moved.
And besides the president...
Jesus Christ.
Look at you. Oh, yeah, that is what she did.
Yeah, at least
she's clean now. Dude, they know how pretty she is. They're like, we gotta add in a shower scene somewhere.
Clean her up.
Clean her up. This movie needs sex appeal. Take his phone. I mean, his gun. Sorry.
Also, even the guy in the hazmat suit is very indicative of, like, COVID.
Yeah. Also, I hate movies like this because it also reminds you how, like, fragile humans are.
Yeah.
Bro, you nick a toe. That's it. We're done. We're screaming.
And it's over. And it's over. Yep. To your head, bro.
Oh, you already know, huh?
You gotta put one to the bullet to the
you
head.
Yeah, put one to the brain now.
It's over.
Get me up.
Get me up, bitch. You on your own.
That's an asshole.
Yeah, the guy that killed 9 babies?
Yeah.
Thank you, Dylan.
it took me to this point.
This guy's kind of a jerk.
I don't like how he speaks to
this
women.
This guy's a rascal.
He's a little bit of a scamp.
Thanks, Negri.
He's a little bit like myself.
Wait, how come he's not turning?
It probably takes a minute. Bro, she's a lady. Not a leg. Shut up. This woman's just been called a whore and told to shut up for the past hour,
really,
dude.
Been...
It's just shut up, whore.
Yeah.
You want to get fucked?
Yep.
What is his deepest thoughts?
What a fucking reveal, huh?
Dude, this is...
I know we're not talking. I'm sorry, guys. This movie is so
scary.
Yeah.
Sorry, yeah.
No, it's fine. I there's parts where we forget we're doing a show. Just
I literally at one point wanted to be like, shut up, everyone. I'm going to chop your dick off and feed it to you. No. Are you going to shoot him? Wow, this dumb bitch.
What the fuck?
Gun jammed. Hell yeah, dude.
The color in this movie, dude.
Yeah, it's so beautiful.
The colors are really fucking great. I'm going to say it. That guy's kind of a dude.
Yeah. Not a nice man.
Not a nice man.
This is fucking frightening.
Yeah.
Beginning to end, this is a fucking frightening movie. And it's bleak.
Dude, you just got to see a bit.
Maybe more. That's her name.
Start moving.
Yeah, for real, dude. Aww.
Yeah, I was about to say some wild shit.
That was so cute.
This is very Return of the Living Dead. As the guy turns into a zombie and he's trying to get into where the girl is, and it's very...
How does it feel? That's a cool scene.
I feel like he's holding his shit together, though.
He's going to say amazing. Yeah.
It's so hyper-stylized and beautiful, too.
He really knows where to put the lights. Like, it's behind her here, but one on her face. And then right here, you have the bars. That's great. I'm under for production.
And now it's like kind of mixed in his real thoughts and whatever the things do.
Yeah, this is a great scene.
Because it's tying into the beginning where she didn't think he was committed enough to her. And he had to prove that he could save her. But he's infected now, and it's like all fucking mixed up.
It's like, I'm here. I found you.
Mm-hmm.
But was the passion me or was it the infected? And smash
honestly,
your face.
I'm going to say something right now. When I'm in love with a girl, I'll say shit like that all the time. I'm like, baby, I just want to smash your face. I love you so much.
I will say, dude, cute aggression is so fun. Me and my girl have it. Like, we'll be joking. She's like, I don't know if this is cute aggression or if you're just domestic violence to me at this point.
It's cute aggression.
Do you and your girl play fight?
No.
Dude, I'm telling you, bro, I think play fighting is like
she'd
the.
She'd fuck me up.
She'd fuck me up. Now, we play a game where I put her phone on the table, and then if she can get to the phone, we both get naked. If she can get to the phone, I give her $20, and she's never gotten the phone.
I used to play a game with a girl where I would give her $20 and she would get naked.
Atlantic City?
No. Ashley? My apartment.
Oh. I thought we had the same girl.
No.
Let me cut your tits off, baby. Come on, baby. Let me cut your tits off.
Hey, I really love you.
I really love you.
He's love bombing her, dude.
He is.
Let me cut those tits off.
I love you.
Let me cut those tits off. You don't understand.
This has been a very long scene, and it doesn't feel boring.
It's great. Her cry's great.
I can't tell if she's turning. Is she turning?
No, she's just
losing her mind.
Yeah,
she did look like she was turning, though.
I mean, he did infect her.
We still see she is infected.
I don't know. He shot her in the neck with it.
Oh, you're right. I forgot about that. He did shoot him in the neck. Great scene. Great colors.
That was great, too.
Did they just do what I think they did?
Yeah. I mean, you heard him.
Oh, wait. Did they kill the girl?
Yeah, I mean, she just went to the roof. You heard the helicopter and you heard the M4s.
Oh, shit.
You hear a girl scream.
Yeah,
you hear bah, 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 ah!
Yeah.
And that's the movie. Just shot her.
Yeah. Just like the end of Night of the Living Dead.
I didn't see that movie, Zach.
Well, that's how it ends.
Fire. I wasn't prepared for that.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that was
fire. Anyway, you don't want to live through that anyway.
That was the sadness. Thank you so much to my wonderful guests from the Doped Up and Dying podcast.
Fucking A.
Dylan Negri and Kevin Sanchez.
I'm sorry if I didn't say much at the end.
No, that's fine. Yeah. That was a fucking
I will
hell
say,
of a movie.
Though, if you guys want to watch any part of that movie, go watch the end. Holy shit, that was beautiful.
That was a fucking movie and a half. Thank you,
that
guys.
Was amazing, Zach.
I hope you guys enjoyed that. I really liked that movie. I think that was a baller flick. thank you guys, Zach, for tuning in. And we're at Skankfest right now, so thank you so much for everybody that's tuning in. We'll have a live episode coming up for you soon. And, hey, I love you guys very much, and we'll see you next week here on Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show.